This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We'll come back here in a little bit and take a look at cow-calf financial conditions post-agricultural boom. We'll be right back. We're back on Ag Economic Insights. With us, David Widmar, who is a co-owner. And David, we've talked a lot about what's happened on the grain side of things, but for the cow-calf guys out there, how have they looked financially here post-economic boom?
Yeah, great to be on the show with you this morning, Joe. You know, we've been kind of talking about the boom that we've had, and as the agricultural history books get written 50 or so years from now, a very important chapter is going to focus on what we've experienced the last few years. Of course, a lot of attention is focused on corn and soybeans, as you mentioned, but livestock, especially cow-calf producers, have also been a part of that boom. And now as the boom's unwinding for them, I think it's an important time to look back and see what's happened. This week's post uses data from the Kansas Farm Management Association. So this is farm-level data that they've collected from their members and summarized it. The first key metric we looked at is the contribution margin that cow-calf producers have generated. So contribution margin is the return over variable cost, or it's how much money producers have after they've paid their variable costs, such as, you know, feed and pasture rent or veterinarian expenses. As a reference point, over the past 15 years, from 2001 to 2015, contribution margins averaged about $122 per cow. Margins less than $100 are quite common, about 8 out of 15 years. So about more than half the time, contribution margins do dip below $100 per cow. In 2014, at the height of the boom in cow-calf production in Kansas, the contribution margin was a whopping $576 per cow. So nearly five times the average, and six times more than what the margin is on about half the time. So it was a huge run-up, twice as high as the previous high set in 2004. So a big part of that element was rising cow-calf costs, and when variable costs were actually going up pretty slow. Unfortunately, 2015 has been quite sobering. The contribution margin is only $53 per cow. That's a 91% decline in just a year. So a very tough adjustment for producers out there as we kind of roll off the backside of that boom cycle.
Break down revenues and variable costs for us.
Yeah, so, you know, looking at contribution margins, and two elements of that is how much revenue is being generated and how it costs changing. When we looked at it, we saw that revenues will vary quite a bit over time. We talk about how they go through periods of upswings and downswings. And as an example, from 2005 to 2009, was a downward trend in cow-calf revenue. Over those 5 years, revenues declined 29%. Since 2009, of course, revenues have gone from about $500 per cow, almost close to $1,400 per cow, so a big upswing. What was kind of surprising in that is that the total variable cost, on average, are slower to increase, but they actually tick up at a pretty consistent rate. Even in that period from 2005 to 2009, I mentioned when revenue was declining, variable costs actually increased over time. So even with decreasing revenue, variable cost stayed pretty stubborn and pretty consistent.
Let's wrap it up. What do cow-calf guys need to be aware of here looking forward?
Yeah, as we start to move into 2016, one of the big questions is going to be, where does revenues fall out? And producers have to keep in mind that variable costs resist adjustments downward in cow-calf production. So, you know, the last time we saw this, revenues had to build back up before contribution margins started to pick up as well. So producers have got to keep in mind that it's pretty hard to get the variable cost worked down in this production cycle. Of course, a big element is feed costs, and we'll likely see some improvements there. But in general, variable costs are pretty stubborn, and it's going to take some time to work those through.
That is David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And of course, if you would like more information, you can go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this interview again, you can go to the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.